to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you guys are going to like this one. All right, apparently, there were two people dressed up in ninja costumes who robbed a medical marijuana delivery man. Now, the man's okay, but these guys dressed up as ninja costumes, actually, they scared him. The man who was carrying the medical marijuana bag dropped the bag. He was in his 40s. The attackers took the money and the marijuana and fled. Now, they are now looking for two ninjas. Now, I'm guessing they're not real ninjas. I'm thinking they're costumes, right? Because a real ninja would not do that, right? Real ninjas don't need marijuana. But they must have gotten hold of the costumes. I wonder what happened to the ninjas. And how do you steal a ninja costume? You wonder. What happened to the, I mean, are they in their underwear someplace, you know, in these movies, right? After they attack somebody, they're sitting there in their underwear. Yeah. Yeah, that was like one of the Indiana Jones, right? And then the outfit doesn't fit them, right? Because, you know, you beat up somebody smaller than you. All right, well, I guess that's what happened. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? Oh, people are upset that Dick Cheney got a heart transplant. Now everybody's yelling. They say Dick Cheney is too old. We'll talk about that. How old is too old for a heart transplant? You know, if you were Dick Cheney's age, which I believe is 71, I think he's 71 years old, are you going to be turned away for a heart transplant later? Hope not. So we'll talk about that. Actually, scientists have also found what makes a flu a killer flu. And if they could figure that out and predict it before they have to come up with a vaccine, maybe they could, you know, de-killerize the flu. If that's a term I can use, de-killerize. Kind of sounds good. I think we'll make a movie out of this. So we're going to talk about that. Also, I guess they now have a shot that can lower cholesterol. This is pretty cool. It's a shot, an injection that you could take to lower cholesterol. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. But then a study came out today saying, whoa. Too low a cholesterol could put you at risk for cancer. So, you know, over the past few days, I've been just sitting there going, well, what do I do? So, what I mean, do you try to lower your cholesterol? Do you not try to lower your cholesterol? So, very, very busy day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I would love to hear from you. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Toll free, remember, 1-877-362-3254. One of my driver listeners out there is asking me to speak at your next convention. I think it's a great idea. I don't know where you guys meet for your conventions. If so, let me know. I'd love to come out and hang out with you guys. That sounds good. Oh, conventions are fun. Oh, hey, look, you know what? We know about conventions out here. I live in Vegas. This is the convention capital of the world. Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. So if that is an issue where a lot of you guys are meeting at, I think there's supposed to be something in Dallas in the summer, just email me so I know what's going on and I could talk to your conference organizers. All right, so what are we going to talk about here? All right, we talked about, the show has barely started. What did we talk? Okay, well, let's talk about this killer flu because this is kind of important. All right, we think we have everything handled with the whole vaccine issue. We talked about, you know, how they come up with vaccines for the flu. You know, they can't really deal with it until almost a year before. But then many of us consumers are like, well, if you're working on next year's flu a year before, how do you know you're going to get it right? Right? And, you know, they take a shot at it, and overall they do well. I mean, the flu shot, you have to admit, they do pretty good. I got to give these guys a hand, you know. Bravo. I mean, they do come up with, you know, not a lot of us don't like getting the flu. I used to never get the flu shot, you know. I just, because the flu shot kind of made me sick and my arm hurt. And then I got the flu one year when I didn't get the flu shot, and I was leveled. I seriously thought I was going to die. Have any of you guys ever gotten the flu? I know there's some of you that have never gotten the flu. You pretend like you had the flu. Like, oh, I had some sniffles. Oh, I had some body aches. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I had a fever of 101. Okay, no, that's not flu. Flu is when you spike up like crazy with no notice. And I know the patient has the flu before even examining them because they say, I felt like a truck ran over me. Now, how many of you have ever been run over by a truck? Not many of you. So if somebody is imagining getting hit by a Mack truck, most likely they got something wrong with them. All right. Then, of course, I examine them, but that always kind of, like I tell the medical center, I go, if they think a truck hit them out of the blue because it's that speed, that acuity of what happened, that's flu. Whereas bacterial sometimes takes a little bit more time to cook. But viruses, depending on the type of virus, can come on quickly. Colds, some colds take on a little while, like sometimes chickenpox. Sometimes chickenpox with young kids, it kind of comes out slow. But wait, flu pretty quickly. All right, so there's a study published in the journal Nature where British and American researchers, oh good, they got along, said they had found for the first time a human gene that influences how people respond to flu infections. Okay, this is why some people died with the swine flu and some people didn't. So this is a genetic discovery that will hopefully help doctors decide who is going to be more vulnerable and who isn't. So let's say you're like, no, I don't want to get the vaccine. And we run, a genetic test. Now, this gene is called the ITF-ITM3. ITF, oh, this is funny. They even misspelled it. Oh, my gosh, they misspelled in the article. One is an IFITM3. Another is ITFITM3. Ah, all right. I bet this is tough. We got to figure out the spelling of this sucker. Here, IFITM3. Let's go with that one. So apparently they said that the genes of patients who had been hospitalized with the flu, right, were higher. You got like, this is a crap. Why don't these people use spell check? Nobody's spell checking. It's very easy to spell check. You put IFITM3 into the spell check. Then when you spell check, you get it all correctly. All right. So anyway, people that had this in large quantities, I guess were more in trouble. That's, yeah. So, all right. Let's go to break, please. All right. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so everybody's all upset that Dick Cheney got a heart transplant. Everybody will be. Boy, it doesn't just seem that way. Everybody's just mad. Everybody's just mad about everything right now. Just everybody's so grumpy. You know? Yeah, here we are. What we're going into our fourth year. Almost our fourth year of the recession. Yeah, we're grumpy. We're grumpy. We're getting sick of watching the election news, right? I just think we're just all grumpy. And so here Dick Cheney gets his heart transplant, and everybody's crying foul. Now, from what I understand, he was on the transplant list for almost 2 years, okay? He had been on the list. He was still contemplating the seven-hour operation. And then I guess 2 months before it happened, he's like, let's definitely do this, okay? Now, he had been living... Now, we're talking about former Vice President Dick Cheney with a battery-powered mechanical heart pump that was implanted in his chest in July 2010. I believe it was Energizer batteries. Now, the pumps, no, I'm joking, okay? They do save lives, but they're kind of inconvenient. And many people, if they could actually have another heart that has stronger muscle, can, transfer, deliver the electricity better. I mean, it is a pretty arduous surgery, but if somebody could get a heart transplant as opposed to a mechanical heart, that's nice. All right. So there are lots of risks with these surgeries. I mean, from what I understand, he's doing well. He's talking. But you can't. You could get infection. You could not take the transplant. You could reject it. So, you know, however, with the mechanical pump, apparently you still have to get the battery charged. And you are not allowed to be completely immersed in a bathtub. So no jacuzziing for Dick Cheney at all. Now, he's 71 years old. So everyone's like, what? He's 71 years old. How could you do that? Okay, well, you know, we're already seeing the polarization of America, young versus old. Now, I don't want to say 71 is old. My 60-some-year-old patients, I mean, look, like, and I'm going to bring this up probably pretty frequently, Mitt Romney turned 65 this year. He doesn't look old. He looks young, vibrant, right? I know some of you don't like Mitt Romney, but we have to admit, he looks really good, and he's 65 years old. Looks really good. Okay, 60s are still middle age. So here you have somebody 71. Do we really have to call him old? Okay, I mean, we could if we wanted to objectify things in terms of Social Security, etc., call them seniors, but still, I hate hearing people call people in their 70s old, okay, because when I'm in my 70s, I'm still hoping to rock and roll, God willing. All right, so anyway, so people are like, well, he's too old. Well, no, if we think you're going to live at least another 10 years, you can get the transplant, and if you take care of yourself and you're healthy, absolutely. You know, I know there's a lot of concern over people who get liver transplants who are alcoholics. And we know many people will not be able to get the liver transplant because if you're going to ruin the liver with alcohol, they're going to give it to somebody who won't. And we want you, I mean, if you're going to get something as precious as an organ, you know, we're going to want to find good candidates for them. But they say, you know, he didn't cheat. Right. Apparently, patients are registered in a national system. It tracks donors or recipients by medical criteria and then informs hospitals of possible matches. The only thing that's going to change with this is the older people are going to be put behind younger people. We know this. They've already admitted that. They say if you're in the city and there's a matching organ in that city, but there's somebody younger who could use it across the country, they're going to ship the organ. That's what they said they're going to do. All right, so four factors are determined to decide who's going to get the transplant. You know, your body size, your weight, blood type, how long you've been waiting. And, you know, there could be, you know, in terms of compatibility issues, somebody that could be, you know, given an organ earlier than somebody else. But they say Dick Cheney waited almost 2 years. So, you know, and so the average waiting period is 12 to 18 months. A year to a year and a half, from what I understand. This comes from New York Times. All right, so now with heart transplants, they say men actually do better than women. They say in people over 65 years old having heart transplants, 85% survive at least the first year, 75, 3 years, 65%, 5 years or more. They say Dick Cheney has a very good chance of living over 10 years. I'd say stay out of politics because that could kill anybody. And like I said, older men do better than younger women or than older women. However, here's the thing. The first year is the most crucial because that's when most of the rejection takes place. So if he could get through the first year and do well, he will probably do very well. All right. So, you know, yeah, people are going to complain. I mean, what's he supposed to do? But we have a big problem with this, you know, in this country. We do not have enough organ donors. We don't. There's not enough organs. And when you need one, like I said, guys, you know, you're going to have to get an organ buddy. Find an organ buddy. Right? I mean, you know, it's hard because a lot of people aren't going to give you their heart. But, you know, if we're talking kidney, you know, find an organ buddy. Just, right? You know, I don't know, maybe text him once in a while. Friend him on Facebook. That's not a bad idea. Definitely friend him on Facebook. Okay? Because if you don't friend him on Facebook, then you can be upset. So we'll see where this goes, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I mean, it's tough because I, you know, somebody could argue, okay, if you have a 26-year-old that could benefit, you know, whereas you have somebody, a 95-year-old, give it to the, you know, yeah, but you know, we're talking about very gray areas when we're dealing with our early seniors, okay, and I really don't think we should throw in the towel for our patients just because they're starting at 70. Well, we'll see what happens. All right, guys, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-9222. 3254. All right, so the Supreme Court is already hearing arguments. What happened the first day was they were seeing if they could even listen to arguments on this case. Okay, apparently there is a, here we go, argument again, that the Supreme Court has to delay listening to arguments on the Affordable Health Care Act because it's too early. 2014 is when the mandate kicks in and most of the provisions kick in. So if that's the case, I mean, this I think they talked for about 90 minutes Monday morning on this. If that's the case, then we need to put this off for another 2 years, which, trust me, the Washington administration would love to put this off, because just in case any justices decide to retire, the administration can then hopefully appoint more justices. Right now, people are predicting it's going to be in Republicans' favor, 5-4. From what I understand, the Supreme Court had no problem letting this case go further. I still think they are going to be deliberating on that point, you know, but from what we understand, the fact that they are going to move on. If you take a look at what the underlying issue is, it's the Anti-Injunction Act. Apparently it's a law back from 1867 where taxpayers may not challenge taxes until they become due. So if the taxes aren't due yet in 2014, and this is, according to the Washington administration, a tax, then the Supreme Court can't hear the case. But that's also a source of contention. We're a point of contention. Many people don't believe this is a tax. This is a mandate. Okay? There's a little bit of a difference here. So you could just say, oh, yeah, we're taxing everybody. All right? So we're allowed to tax. Uh-uh. There's a difference. The reason why people are fighting this bill in court is because they are forcing people to buy a product that possibly doesn't exist, and a product that may not exist to their liking. If they don't buy that product, they're penalized. So you see how they're all mincing words here. Well, if it's a tax, you can't because of the Anti-Injunction Act. Don't these laws drive you crazy? I understand why people go into law. You know, there's an art to it. Some people love this. I don't. I am extremely frustrated. I mean, that's what's happening with this whole Trayvon case, too. You know, there's a law, stand by your ground law. And it may clear Zimmerman in the self-defense case, which, by the way, we're probably going to talk about over break. I guess the defense says that the police report from a month ago shows bloody nose, head injury, that Trayvon, who was taller than Zimmerman at the time, had jumped him, assaulted him, was reaching for the gun. And apparently they have a witness. So this story goes back and forth. But again, they're going to want to change that stand by your ground law. Stand by your ground. Okay, don't sing. But they're going to, that's the problem. People, there's laws that get passed and people are like, wait, no. We got to get rid of this law. Well, that's what happens. A law passes and you're like, wait a second. No. Well, that's what's happening with the Affordable Health Care Act. They passed this law and now we're like, oh, no. Oh, no. We got to get rid of it. It's going to be hard. Honestly, people, it is going to be hard to get rid of this law. Well, we're just going to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Actually, we can't go to the phone lines. Call in. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, let's hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Glenn on the line. Glenn, you're calling from Philly, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How you doing
Northern
out there?
Suburbs.
Good.
Well,
good.
Thanks.
Great. What's going on?
Yeah, wanted to bring up the topic of the controversy surrounding Dick Cheney's heart transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And, all this seems to relate to the... the criteria for allocating the organs and that sort of thing. And, I think that, he should be regarded as sort of a special case. And they're going to have to, really especially be aware for, mentation changes and stuff like that with him. Because, after all, he's never had one before.
Oh, he's never had a heart.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's a little tricky case. Just wanted to point
out. Yes, very, 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 very tricky case. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate your call. Now, it's interesting, though, in other states or other countries, Dick Cheney would have been considered too old. Like, for example, in New Zealand, I don't think you could get a heart transplant if you're over 70. So, we are going to see our country move in the direction of these other countries where they manage medicine differently. And our choice as Americans is, do we want it to go in that direction? Do we want to start following Europe's lead, Great Britain's lead, Australia's lead? Do we want that? Or do we like the idea that we can still get a transplant at, you know, older ages? I don't want to go by the way of Great Britain. I'll tell you that right now. They're coming up with that computer system where, because doctors aren't available, you just now, I guess, communicate with a computer. No, I don't like that at all. But, you know, this is going to be a subject that is going to probably haunt us more and more, because we have more and more baby boomers, right now becoming seniors. We have a much larger, older population than we ever anticipated. And we have the ability now to transplant so many different things. I mean, we could even start growing organs and auto planting them. I mean, there's phenomenal things we could do, but we aren't at the level where we could do that with more visceral organs like your liver and your kidneys, etc. You know, they can make a trachea, which is nice, but that's not visceral. All right, tracheas don't have to perform any juicy functions. They're more structural. So we could structurally make things from 3D printers, from what I understand now. But no, we still can't make a kidney. We still can't make a liver. Stem cell therapy is now moving at lightning speed, but not enough. So if we're going to want to be on that transplant list, number one is make sure you have insurance that'll pay for it. Imagine saying, okay, you get the organ, and then you can't pay for the transplant. Oh, that's going to be horrible. That's our biggest nightmare. So, you know, we'll see where things go. What do I think? I get emails all the time. What do I think is going to happen this week with the Supreme Court? Well, nothing, because, again, the Supreme Court is going to deliberate over the Affordable Health Care Act this week, starting this week. And so we're not going to get a ruling till June. So I'm not expecting anything. Do I think they're going to deem it constitutional? I tell you, I don't think they're going to throw the whole thing out. I really don't. I don't think they're going to throw the whole thing out. Now, without the mandate, okay, without the mandate, let's say they decide the mandate is unconstitutional. Can this bill still hold? Probably not. You know, probably not, but I am sure the government's going to find a way to still figure out how to fund this, either by increasing taxes or forcing employers to do something else. So I got to say, I mean, I'm hoping the mandate doesn't have to continue. Not so much because I'm an employer, because I think I have too little employees to qualify, but because I really want jobs coming back. I have too many people telling me they're going to be right under the number so they don't have to get taxed. And I really want to stimulate growth. I really want to stimulate the economy. A working patient and an insured patient makes a healthy patient. So I am hoping this does get thrown out so we can at least get our economy back on track. And then, of course, start hitting healthcare piece by piece. But I don't know. I don't know enough about law to know if this really was written just well enough to squeak through the Supreme Court constitutionally wise. I don't know. So we'll see where it goes. But here's the thing. I also really want some sort of resolution quickly. Because we still have too many people uninsured. We still don't have anything moving in the correct direction on healthcare and how to fix healthcare. Okay, I still have patients say, Dahlia, I can't afford healthcare. It's $900 a month. Okay, nothing has been done with that. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, that's why we need Obamacare. That's why we need the Affordable Health Care Act, because insurance will be cheap for everybody. How? How is insurance going to be cheap for everybody? If insurance can't be cheap now, how's it going to be cheap in 24 months? How? Well, because there's going to be so many people having insurance that the cost of healthcare will go down. No. Okay, it's probably going to be a health insurance, right, that has high deductible, that only covers bare minimum prescriptions. No, I really don't think we are going to be given gold cards to just spend away on our healthcare left and right. I really don't see that. I don't see healthcare dollars rising, because that's how Obama got doctors to come on board, the doctors that did. All right, you're going to make money because more people now will come to the hospital and pay. as opposed to people coming to the hospital and not paying? Well, I don't know. I don't see that happening. If you still have a high deductible, if you still have to come out of pocket for your premiums, I mean, you know, for example, we just had to change our health insurance because it skyrocketed in price, and our deductible now is three times what it was. No, actually, five times what it was. A $500 deductible, now it's $2,500. So what are we doing with our health insurance? We're not using it. I don't have $2,500 to use up, so I'm waiting, and I'm putting things off. Well, maybe that's what Washington wanted. Maybe they didn't want us spending money, so healthcare costs go down, and we could say, "Woo, look, this is how much money was spent on healthcare. I got a lot of stuff I need to get done. I'm not going to do it because of my deductible. It's just too high. I don't have $2,500. I cannot handle, you know, chunks of payments right now to get things done, so I'm just going to wait. I'll listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and handle things myself. Get a mirror, do my own colonoscopy." No, so whatever happens with the Supreme Court, June can't come quick enough, all right? Because even if it doesn't get thrown out, we have stuff to do, okay? I know everyone's like, okay, well, we got Obamacare thrown out. We put Mitt Romney in office. We have him throw out Obamacare, and we could move on. Okay, well yes, but we're going to have to move on pretty quickly. People are upset on both sides of the aisle. They want to be able to go to the doctor. They don't want to spend $1,000 a month on their health insurance, and I don't blame them. But things aren't cheap. You know, lovely rep comes in discussing one of the new diabetic medications, and this diabetic medication is good. It is a good one. I don't want to name it because I don't want to disclose the company. It is a good drug. It works. I've seen it work. My patients just can't afford it. You know, I can't even recommend the medication because they want to go generic. You know, and then the company tries to come up with, okay, well, we could do a $10 copay. We could do something like that. You know, but still, even that adds up. So what good is having all these fancy schmancy drugs if I can't prescribe them and you all can't take them? How do you make health insurance cheap when there's fancy schmancy drugs, fancy schmancy ways to treat? You know, one of the articles we're going to be talking about on tonight's show is how CT angiography is sometimes the test of choice in these hospitals to rule out coronary artery disease. It's where you could CAT scan the heart, look at the artery, see how clogged they are. You know, rather than making somebody run on a treadmill and risk having a heart attack while they're doing that, these CT angiographies are phenomenal. But you want to know what? They're expensive. You know, so a study came out saying the emergency department should probably run these CAT scans. They could rule the heart attack out quicker. Yeah, they can, but who's going to pay for it? Don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert from Pittsburgh, it looks like, is listening right now, and he writes, hi. Are you guys really that shy? You're really that shy? Come on. Anyway, you can call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could email me at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And remember, you can listen to any show that you miss on, why would you? I don't know. On the on-demand, we have an on-demand button on my website. Okay, so there is a shot from U.S. biotech firm Amgen. No, I don't have stock. I don't have money to buy stock. Anytime this stuff happens, it's already too late to buy the stock. Anyway, Amgen comes up with a monthly injection that could lower cholesterol by up to 66%. Now, this was a small study. Another study said they could do it 81%. You'd think, all right, just somebody read the study. Can somebody just read the study? Dr. Dahlia, why don't you read the study? To you? Oh, my God, that'd be so boring. If I read, no, these studies are not very fun to read, and I don't even think I can understand them myself. Let me just, you know, read the recap of the study. All right, so basically, what they have done is they have come up with a shot that you could take every 2 weeks to lower LDL. LDL is the bad cholesterol. Now, this is what we have been using statins for. But these patients, if they took the statin medications and received the shot every 4 weeks, also saw a drop of LDL. So they're not ready to tell everybody to go off their cholesterol medicine yet. So no, don't start going to the cupboard and start throwing everything away. They also found no deaths or adverse events during this preliminary study with this shot. Now, that's pretty positive. That is, I mean, it's almost too good to be true. Okay? I mean, I'll take a suppository if it works. Now, they say the drug is a fully human monoclonal antibody that inhibits PCSK9, which is a protein that reduces the liver's ability to remove LDL cholesterol from the blood. See, you need the liver to be able to dump the LDL. All right? This PCSK9 stops that. So the monoclonal antibody stops the PCSK9 that prevents the liver from doing what it needs to do, so it's a double negative. You see how that works? Okay, so everybody's all really excited about this. So what do? I don't know, we wait. I mean, now it has to go through phase two. There's multiple phases, right? And then they have to see if they're going to make money on it. If they're not going to make money on it, it's not going to go out there. But I again, just everybody wait. Always wait. Never be the first one to try a drug. If it comes out. You remember Viagra? People were jumping on Viagra before it even came out. They take it, they start dropping dead because many of them were taking nitroglycerin. And then everybody said, oops, my bad, don't take it if you take nitroglycerin. And then we went back and started re-prescribing it again. So, you know, just never be the first one. But I got to say, I'm excited about this. Well, I was excited about this until we saw this study today. Low bad cholesterol, low LDL, may be linked to cancer. Okay, now I know we're all like, what? What are they doing to us? Okay, so you get that? I have been telling you all this time, low LDL is good, high LDL is bad. Now they're saying low LDL, low bad cholesterol is bad, as opposed to good. See? Okay, are you as confused as I am? Yeah, low, bad, bad, good, good, low, bad. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. So if you lower, per this study, researchers looked at 200 cancer patients and 400 cancer-free patients, and they found that the cancer patients who never took cholesterol-lowering drugs had low LDL levels for an average of 19 years prior to getting cancer. So they suggest that maybe people with low LDL have cancer. However, these were talking about people not so much. This study was looking at people that didn't take cholesterol-lowering drugs. Now, we have had studies here and there saying people that did take cholesterol-lowering drugs and lowered their bad cholesterol LDL could be at risk for dementia, could be at risk for Alzheimer's, could be at risk for cancer. But this is a study talking about people that never took cholesterol-lowering medication. So what the heck is going on? Now, do we believe that there is a link? I think something kooky's going on, but I'm not ready to tell everybody to stop taking cholesterol medicine and to all turn vegetarian. Okay? I think some of us are vegetarian for Lent, aren't we? Yeah, that's good. And honestly, I mean, I think vegetarian diet is pretty healthy, you know? What do we do with this? I don't know, guys. Again, it's just another study. Remember, these people are publishing studies. It goes out on the news. It goes all over the place. Everybody talks about them. CNN, Fox, Dr. Dahlia talks about it. And what are you supposed to do? Well, again, it's a talking point. You're going to see this study. My job isn't to get all excited about these things. My job is to kind of, you know, weed through it. And I'm going to tell you what I think. I have people, and I've said this many times on the show, that either got it or they don't. Now, I'll get very skinny people that'll come in, very healthy people, normal cholesterol, and I'll look at them and I'll go, okay, these guys are going to get something. I hate that feeling. But sometimes people of lower weight could be just as much behind the eight ball as people with higher weight. And some people I eventually diagnose prostate cancer in or colon cancer. You know, and they're like, well, why? I did everything right. You know, sometimes there's certain people that got it and certain people that don't. And when these skinny people come down with cancer, yeah, many of their LDLs aren't that bad. They don't have high cholesterol. Now, are they smokers? Are they drinkers? I don't know. Like with this study, did they say which cancer? No. They didn't tell what kind of cancer. They didn't. So, you know, it's not the best study. Okay, a very, very small study. Very, very small. But what are we supposed to do as patients and doctors? Are we supposed to let ourselves get obese? Are we supposed to let ourselves get high cholesterol? No. See, we're all afraid of cancer. Nobody's really afraid of the heart attack as much as they're afraid of cancer. And I'm telling you, we should probably be afraid of both equally. So I would say if you do have high cholesterol, if you do have cardiac risk factors, and we've reviewed them many times on the show, make sure your cholesterol stays down. I mean, they even said, they even found a link of the statin medications preventing cancer. So you see, for every study, there's another study, right? But if you have the type of, you know, family genes where somebody gets cancer, right? Uncle Bob, Aunt May, your mom, your dad, just get checked. And it's very interesting because some of my very, very thin people that they aren't thin because they take care of themselves or just like that. I watch them just as closely as my obese patients. I just do because I've seen skinny people get cancer. And I'm not saying this study is about skinny people, but many of my skinny people have pretty good low LDL cholesterol. So I know that it does get to be confusing. Low LDL cholesterol, good, bad. All right. So again, what do you take from this? Enjoy life. Don't overdo it. Don't overindulge, right? Be smart about your diet. If you want to have a steak once in a blue moon, right, and make sure it's not too often, then hopefully that week eat salads and vegetables and fish. Just kind of do a give and take type of thing. Get yourself checked. Don't be overly hypochondriac, but you're concerned about something, get something checked. And look at your family history. Really look at your family. And if something continually persists in the family, you need to go and get checked. I just had another patient, brother, afflicted with colon cancer. She's going to have to be, you know, in the gastroenterology office every couple years, maybe more. She doesn't like that, but that is the hand of cards she was dealt. And that, you know, and luckily she has the knowledge of what's going on genetically in her family as an advantage. Because decades ago, no, we did it. You just got hit with cancer and you died. So, all right, when we come back on the next hour, we got a lot more to talk about. Looks like there may be a new drug that will help. You know, we're telling everybody to take aspirin a day to protect against heart attack. Yet many people go, Dahlia, I can't take aspirin a day. All right, well, we got something that can help with that. A little bit more about what's going on with the Supreme Court, as well as we have, I believe, part of George Zimmerman's testimony in the neighborhood shooting of Trayvon. So please don't go away. Stay on board. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.